We're only going to be learning for a few minutes until Shkia, which is at 7:53. So we're just going to for a few minutes. This way we'll be able to start the Yom HaShoah proceedings in a timely fashion, as it's called for 8 o'clock. We were discussing the idea of Mayim Emtsoyim, of middle water, middle of the meal, that it's necessary at certain times to wash. We talked about, after having dairy, to whether or not what a person is supposed to do before they eat meat. And we touched upon as well... I only have a couple minutes.
High water, not good.
That when it comes to fish, after a person eats fish, it's also necessary for a person to have some type of separation before they eat meat, or vice versa. And it's even more strenuous and strict, these laws, because the principle of chamira sakanta misura, because of the sakana. We mentioned yesterday that according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, holds that it's really not as much of an issue nowadays, and therefore one is able to be a little bit more lenient. So he says, how lenient does that mean? So he says, "V'yishod hosifu shehichmir shalol levashul dogim b'kadera shemitvashul ba baser." When a person cooks fish, so are you allowed to cook fish in a fleshic pot? So there are those that do not allow this. Not only that, v'chin matzinu shechmiru lo lehevi al shulchan habaser v'tashilu kozman shows silka hadogim. Then let's say it's Friday night, you're having fish. So there's some people that are strict, that even let's say you're the last one, you're a slow eater, that they will not put meat on the same table where fish is. And therefore, they would first clear away the fish before the meat is brought. Ach, al koza, with regard to all these stringencies, all these different chumras, shaper eshelismoch ahad nishtanu hatvoim. We certainly could find ways to be lenient that when it comes to the teva, the change of nature, of how things have changed as far as the lack of it being as much of a sakana between meat and fish, that we have more reason to be lenient. And he says, for example, the words of the Shach states that when it comes to being bitul b'shish, batul b'shishim, is this law also apply when it comes to mixtures of fish? You have a small amount of fish mixed with meat, so is that an issue? The Shach says it's not an issue once you have a 1-60 ratio. Not only that, the Shalos and Tshuvos Tver Svi is more lenient and says that even if you don't have a shishim, a 1-60 ratio, if it's a Kavod Shabbos or for the sake of a mitzvah, then one is also allowed to be lenient. And also, because of this leniency, we generally, if you do not have this 1-60 ratio, which generally is the requirement, are you allowed to add to it to make a 1-60 ratio? So there's a whole section in your day called Ein Mevatlin Isulchachil. You're not allowed to add to make it to a 1-60 ratio. However, when it comes to this mixture of fish and meat, because it's not as much of an issue nowadays, therefore we're more lenient. We'll continue this more tomorrow.